Nils Lofgren, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer with the E Street Band, of course, played with Neil Young many times, but let's start off, Nils. Why don't we do a Wikipedia fact check, okay?
Okay. By the way, it's great to be here, guys.
Thank you, Nils. Thanks for getting
Paul,
up this early.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure. Okay. Wikipedia says your first instrument was the classical accordion.
This is correct.
You still have it?
I have six of them.
Really?
Well, actually, truthfully, you play the waltzes and polkas, and then I moved into classical. But yes, accordion was my first instrument and started at 5 years old.
And can you do like beer barrel polka and things like that?
I can do beer barrel polka and segue into Flight of the Bumblebee.
Did you get a lot of chicks with playing the accordion?
Zero.
All right.
I was afraid of girls in those days.
They were afraid of the guy with the accordion, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Your parents said, you know what? Never date a guy with an accordion.
No. They're always trouble. You had something to do with the music for the TV detective show Hunter, starring Fred Dreyer.
I did. Fred was an old buddy through Bob Stenner, who produced all the John Madden games, Madden's first 18 years in the NFL. Long story short, yes, I did a rewrite of their main theme on the guitar.
Okay.
For Fred and Hunter.
All right. This is Nils Lofgren. We're checking Wikipedia facts here. You played on the first two solo albums for Foreigner's lead singer Lou Gramm.
This is also correct.
Did you play a Midnight Blue?
I did. One of my favorite singers ever. I was in a rental house in L.A. Phone rings, and it's friggin' Lou Gramm. And he's one of my heroes. And he said, hey, Nils, I'm a fan. I want you to come play guitar on my solo records. And, you know, what a gift. And we wound up being good friends, and we still are. In fact, he sang on my last album, Old School, for me.
Is that you, Nils Lofgren, playing the opening riff of Midnight Blue?
I think that's, no.
It's not you, okay.
I'm somewhere in there, but I think that is his guitarist at the time.
I think that is one of the great lost songs of the 80s.
I
think that is one of the strongest songs, certainly one of the strongest singles to come off an album in the 80s. I put it right up there with, you know, obviously Bruce had a ton of singles, but something like Don Henley's Boys of Summer, that was such a standout single from an album, I would put Midnight Blue up there.
Me too. I agree. One of our great singers of all time.
Now,
yes.
The problem with that is it got lumped in with like John Parr's Naughty Naughty and all those other one-off, you know, pop hits, so it just got sort of thrown in there.
Yeah, it wasn't like that at all. It was a great record.
Yeah.
Still
yeah,
is.
Absolutely. Okay, let me give you one more here. Let's see. Wikipedia says you appeared in the not-so-fondly-remembered film Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
I did. And you got to understand from my perspective, you get an invitation. They say we're going to fly you first class. George Martin. Right, the Beatles is why I left classical accordion and picked up the blues guitar, thanks to the Beatles and
Stones.
Worked
out all right, yeah.
So to go there, all expenses paid, all you do is hang out with like the greatest, to the 200 of the greatest musicians and singers ever.
Yeah.
I mean, Tina Turner, and it was so
and
great.
And Steve Martin.
So we're in the bleachers, right? This giant bleachers, and George Martin comes in, and these massive cards on post to show you what to sing.
Yeah.
And he finally gets everyone to quiet down. As you can imagine, it's difficult to get 200 people to quiet down. And I'm in heaven sitting there, and finally everyone's quiet, and George says, now look, I know we're all happy to be together and we're visiting, but I need you to pay attention because we're filming, and we're going to do the big sing-along, then I'm going to film you in different groups, okay. Right? I'm in heaven. I'm sitting there with all these great stars around me, like Tina Turner, Jose Feliciano's behind me. So finally everyone's quiet, and George Martin says, please, if there's anyone now who cannot read these massive cue cards up in the sky right in front of you, I need you to let me know now. And it's quiet for a second. Jose Feliciano leaps up. I can't see it, George. And then the whole place dissolves into laughter for another 10 minutes before George can get us under control.
Yes.
So yes, that was a beautiful experience.
Okay, but we can't blame you for the poor reviews of the film.
You cannot. I did my singing bit. I thought we sang okay together. Then I went home.
Okay.